Podcast Ranger.
Welcome to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Hi, I have a Seiza Blaster.
You don't say.
No.
Are you time crisising it?
Yeah.
Alright, here in the studio today we have myself, Blue Caster.
Me, Pink Caster.
And also me.
Gar is not home yet.
He'll be here eventually.
The pizza took 3 hours.
It did. We would have started recording earlier, but there were pizza-centric delays on our end. Apparently it's National Pizza Day, so 53 orders later.
Yep.
Anyways, we got some important things to talk about this week.
Holy shit, did we get, like, hit with a shit ton of scans this morning? Like,
I am...
Fuck!
I'm just surprised that they came in today and not tomorrow, like they usually do.
Well, we lucked out today.
We Yosha-lucky'd.
Yeah.
Yosha-lucky!
Alright, let's get right into our first batch of scans.
Oh, boy. So, the first thing we're going to draw our attention to is... Oh, you should send them the...
Oh, it says
the,
he bored
you should send
now?
Them the links.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
The thing, you got the links that
I'm
you can...
I'm sorry, children!
If you're good, we'll give you the links to the stories.
The list is small, but the amount of scans is large.
The list is small, but our hearts are big.
So, let's talk about the first thing. So, if you guys remember, a few months, like a couple months ago, we talked about a picture that we saw of what could possibly be Kamen Rider's final form. And it was this weird form of just, like, him covered in all the bottles and...
Fucking hell, that one's real!
It's true. It is called Kamen Rider Build Genius Form.
And he uses a double-wide full bottle, obviously called the Genius Full Bottle, and it looks like a fucking flask.
It really does.
You should get it for Paul.
No.
I'm just kidding.
But oh my god, we have another ugly final form!
Okay.
There hasn't been a good one since Wizard! I know you will disagree with me, but I'm stating my
opinion. Okay, well, let me see here.
They're pulling an Eternal!
So, okay.
Shove all of the things in me!
Oh, what's he say, like...
What?
Why she, like, selling a ball to... Wadida! Like, when he, like, says, like, he has all the memories.
I don't remember the exact line of dialogue.
But yeah, no, let's see. Because, like, Wizard Infinity is my personal favorite suit form, so Wizard Infinity was awesome. Kiwami was fucking awesome, godly looking. Trideron was cool. Mugen was still cool. I liked Mugen. I did like Muteki. And this one, I don't love it, but I also don't hate it. There's cool things about it.
One thing I notice about it is that it has the build emblem like in the chest, which is awfully reminiscent of that fan art.
Yeah.
Build before it started.
What if they did it based off of that?
The only thing I'd want to add is that one comment someone made on Twitter, which was so perfect to build this for.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Someone said that every time he walks, it should just make the sound of bottles shaking.
Yes. No, I got it. To charge up his final attack, he has to just, like, jump in place. Like a rabbit.
Just like a
10. So, yeah, as we can see here, he has, like, all 60 bottles on him. The red and blue, like, rabbit tank are obviously his eyes, and then you can see
and
other
the
ones.
The thing is, like, even the eyes are made of, like, 3 bottles per side.
Yeah, so, like I said, it's a good bad thing.
So now I'm curious if it's actually genius form, or if it's, like, Tensei form, and it's just translated to genius?
Oh, maybe. Maybe
I don't
it's
know.
Called the Tensei Full Bottle.
I think that's what I'm thinking, because, like, you know how he's always like, I'm a Tensei to show up, Tensei to show up.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
So then if we move over to the second one, so we see Cross gets a new form.
It looks like he goes back to the build driver, and with it comes the Magma Knuckle.
So it's like...
It's a fist with, like, a... With a handlebar on it that's just like the Seiza Blasters.
Yeah.
Except it, like... flips up so it can go into the belt.
Yeah, and you
and
put the bottle in it.
There's a slot in the top of it for the bottle.
Oh, so you know what? Probably the magma bottle, I'd like to think that, like, if you're using, like, the splash drive or something, because see how it's, like, black like that?
Yeah.
Since it's, like, probably means, like, lava, it probably, like, shows, like, like lava lines in it and stuff. If you like,
if it has electronics in it, the fact that you don't see the bottle when it's in the knuckle makes me think it probably doesn't do anything like the crocodile bottle.
That'd be cool if it did, though.
But I gotta say, this is amazing. This is the one that was silhouetted a while back.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And I gotta say, this is a perfect imagining of a Dragon Rider final form. You know what it is? It's Kamen Rider Deathwing, minus the jaw.
Yeah, it does look really cool. Those shoulders, though, fucking
I hell. I'm really looking forward to seeing the suit.
I just like orange, so...
Hope to God...
I don't like orange, but I like this.
Orange.
Yeah. It's orange! It's the orange form!
Let's just hope his suit actor doesn't have to roll around, because, God, those will break.
Oh,
the
man.
The first clue is you use it to
that place is like, I want it!
No, it's not a cross rider.
No, it's not a rider!
The second clue is that it is a fist.
No, it's not a jelly!
Yeah, exactly. Third clue, the color of this thing is orange.
No, it's not a jelly!
What do you mean you give up?
It's bottle is orange!
No,
it's a magma bottle!
No, you can't have a jelly!
Honestly, the worst part is I can 100% imagine that scenario actually happening with Sento
Dream. Of course it's a bottle! I just told you it was a bottle!
Because
oh,
one is stubborn and the other... is clever, so...
So then if we move over to the third scan, so we see that apparently our boy Soichi finally decides, hey, Bloodstark really isn't working out for me anymore. I think I also need to get the new toy the kids are playing. I'll make my own new toy!
I'll make my own build driver with blackjack and hookers.
Yes.
And thus we have... the evil driver.
Yeah, evil with an O.
E-V-O-L, but...
Evil!
Mermaid Man. I didn't even realize that until Emily mentioned it in the ride over here.
No, I read it, and I was like, evil driver...
And then,
if I had said it out loud at all, I probably would have picked up on that, but I was at work.
God damn it.
But it's showing it as Ibaru here,
so
that
yeah,
might be the official
Well, I mean, you know how Japanese
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that might be the official romanization.
So the evil driver is like a new repaint of the build driver, but honestly...
It's like they gave it the Giga Gabba Revolver treatment.
Yeah, so it's nice. It's like this nice bright red and this nice blue. The crank is a blue.
And the wheel is like a really nice purple and red.
It transforms using the Play-Doh Fun Factory.
Oh my god, yeah. Made by Fisher-Price.
And then we can also see what Kamen Rider Evol looks like, or at least from the shoulders up. And I think it looks pretty cool. The eyes kind of have a weird thing going on that makes me think of Kamen Rider Gao from Denno.
It reminds me, honestly, of like the final villain from Ghost.
Oh, the Iser?
Yeah, like it looks like his helmet, kind of. And then
a little bit.
Like, he got like, you know, more pointy eyes.
And it looks like he's got some sort of like... astrology style rings and like pointy ends on the shoulders.
Well, apparently it's still based off around a cobra, so
yeah, which I can see from like from the head, it's still kind of snake like.
Yeah.
Which apparently so he uses the Evol driver, mm-hmm. and the two bottles that he uses are the Cobra Evol bottle and the Rider Evol bottle.
Rider bottle?
Which leads us into his other forms, which also use the Rider bottle, but change out the other bottle.
Oh.
But before...
Oh, are those forms, like, there in the middle? That's,
yep.
That's Stark?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Oh, no, it's not Stark, it's Evol.
Oh.
So what happens, apparently, is he uses either the Rabbit Evol bottle or the Dragon Evol bottle... to become Kamen Rider Evol Rabbit Form and Dragon Form.
Holy shit.
Oh, that is cool.
So he essentially steals their powers.
And then apparently if he uses, like, another random ball, like Gorilla, say, or something like that, it, like, does, like, an attack and it says, like, Gorilla Finish and then it ends with Chow. So yeah, it actually says
because
Chow.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
I'm buying that driver.
There you go,
I actually really love that driver.
They made a build driver that you want, so there you go.
And we don't even have this rider out yet, and we already have his super form as well.
Yeah, so the motherfucker made his own fucking hazard trigger.
Called the Evol trigger.
And I like the shape of design of this. It kind of makes me wish that the hazard trigger itself was like black to go with like,
it looks like
black hazard build hazard is.
It looks like the original hazard trigger would have matched his driver and the new one would have
matched
the original.
Also,
it'll be fun mixing and matching those.
It also reminds me of Fi's Axel a bit.
A little bit. Honestly, these two forms look pretty final bossy.
Yeah.
Could this be this series' Cronus?
Maybe. Like, honestly, I knew Soichi was probably going to be, like, endgame in all this. Because he's been playing everyone in his game the whole time. So, like, of course, he wants to be, like, you know, the end game master or something. He's trying to be the new Dan, for fuck's sake. So...
yeah,
but that's cool that he has, like, because I saw like the rabbit and dragon forms, and I was like, what's that about?
When I first saw them, I thought, like, did Sento and Banjo get an evolved driver as well?
So then this next picture we see here, so this is apparently Kamen Rider Mad Rogue, and he uses the bat and engine full bottles,
purified
so.
Bat and engine full bottles.
Yeah, so
which gives me hope that since there's a spider. Purified full bottle, maybe there will be a spider Faust bottle.
Spider Rider?
Calling yeah. All Spider Rider.
So what I like to believe is this isn't Gentoku. I honestly like to think this is Nariaki because, you know, he becomes a Night Rogue, like, if you've seen the YouTube special. So I like to think this is Nariaki because I don't think Gentoku would need to upgrade himself again.
Except you're forgetting the fact that Cross is going back to the build driver, so why wouldn't he? I feel like the Splash Driver was just a phase that the plot had to get through.
Well, Grease is gonna have it still, though.
Well, I like.
Hey, guess who doesn't have a new form in these scans?
Grease, which probably means he's gonna die.
Or just get the Necrom treatment, i.e. not have any new forms ever.
Oh yeah, and that's true, he didn't die.
Well, I like to speculate that, like, you know, the Splash Driver is the most powerful driver right now, but then Soichi's just like, you know, I'm gonna make the Evolve Driver and one-up everybody.
So, yeah, so Kamen Rider Mad Rogue, if you look at it close, you can see that it's got a brand new helmet with a very nice bat design on the head.
It's pretty much if Night Rogue literally just was a rider.
It's got Night Rogue's chest pieces, and I swear, like, this was actually what the kind of thing I was expecting when they said Kamen Rider Rogue was happening.
Yeah, no, this looks more like what Kamen Rider Rogue would be, but I'm 100% right now believing that this is going to be Nariaki, so...
I don't know.
Because, in all honesty, with me trying to not buy so much stuff, I really don't want to have to buy another belt just to fucking, like...
Well, I'm going to buy the Evol Driver.
I know, but, like, if for me, for collection's sake of, like, a character or, like, in a Rider series, I have to buy, like, everything related to that character. So, like, I really, really fucking hope it's Nariaki, because then I'll have to get
it. Oh, so you... Those are selfish reasons, Lane. And then in the bottom row of this scan, we are seeing some new build forms aside. We can see Same Bike, or as I like to call them, Same Bike. Shark and the motorcycle, which is, as we mentioned before, based on the actual machine builder.
Yep.
Why is it not Shark and Jet?
Right? Because it's Whale and Jet.
Oh, come on, it was close.
You can't jump the shark.
They could have done the West Side
Story. Oh my god, they used the bike to jump the shark! That's the idea!
Oh, for fuck's sake! So once we see that form,
his final attack is going to be jumping the shark!
Yeah, and Bill will have jumped the shark.
Well, to be fair, the famous jumping the shark moment was on water skis, not a bike, despite the character being known for having a bike.
Oh, cool. Moving over, we can see Hachi and Submarine, which make Hachi Marine form.
It's cool.
We talked about the official images of the bottles last week, and now we can see a scan of the form.
And then we get Rhino and Hair Dryer.
You know why? Because the Japanese name is Sai Dryer. Sai Doraya.
Fucking hell.
It rhymes. That's why. Fucks.
What does a hair dryer have to do with a rhinoceros? Nothing.
Because you don't want.
I don't have hair.
Because you don't want either of these pointed directly at your face.
I mean, that's true. When I was
they both killed Jesus' parents.
When I was customizing my one of my Kylo Ren Black Series figures to put like his helmet on his head, I had to use a hair dryer to like loosen the socket in the head. So I was like putting it on like full blow. And so I was, like, blowing it on my hand with, like, the helmet, and I'm just like, ah! Because my hand just started burning because it was so hot. So, oh, man. But just, it's, like, okay, the form itself looks cool, the bottles themselves look cool, it's just, I don't like the idea behind it. I think
right?
It's stupid. Like, there are some cool best matches, but then there are some really, really fucking dumb ones. And this is one of those really dumb ones.
Oh, Blaze in our chat apparently has pointed out that according to Super Mega Force, a rhino's horn is made out of the same materials as hair.
Yep.
Fuck!
Yep, hair and nails. Same stuff.
Fuck's sake.
Fuck!
Really? This show, come on!
No, this, again, this is the thing I like when Toei does, when they really go, like, all in with just, like, their jokes and gimmicks.
Yeah.
So yeah, so here's, like, more closer-up pictures of, like, everybody. Like, let's see Bat Engine quickly. Go down, Bat Engine.
Yeah.
Those are nice. Like, I like the purple for Bat, and then
of course Engine. It's purple.
Yeah. No, it looks really cool.
And then we also see the image of Genius Form, which was the previously rumored image.
Just Jesus fucking Christ.
For so a second, bad. I actually misread Mad Rogue as Kamen Rider Mad Rouge. Then I noticed that it's also a purple bat.
Oh, fuck!
Oh!
And then it has, like, the engine's red. Rouge is a form of color, a shade of red.
Oh.
I don't.
Fuck!
I thought you were going to say red is Knuckles' color on their counterpart.
That. All right. Moving on.
Oh, it's this guy.
Next in Amazing Revelations put out through magazine scans today, we have our catalog images of the next Ranger in Lupin Ranger versus Power Ranger, even though the series hasn't fucking started yet.
And, well, I mean, they've done this every year now, so.
How fast did we get Zero of the World?
Pretty fast, but not this fast.
I remember literally, like, a month before the show started, we got Star Ninja for the Ninja, so.
Alright.
So, what is our boy called?
So, as per the previous rumor, this is a Ranger who has a Lupin Ranger form and a Pouch Ranger form.
So, I'm just gonna say right now, that's awesome that it's literally just one guy. So, I like to believe he's an undercover cop, and he's on the Power Ranger side, but he secretly joins the Lupin Ranger side as well to, like, kind of, like, get in on what they're up to, so.
There's not much info on the character because these are toy scans, but yeah, so we're looking at the Power Ranger form is a gold ranger called Patron X, and the silver form, the Lupin Ranger form, is called Lupin X. So-called because both forms have X-shaped visors. It reminds me of Gokaiser a little bit.
I really like the Power Ranger form just because I like that he kind of has like a coat thing going on.
Yeah, and honestly, it's the only Pouch Ranger design I don't hate.
Yeah, and like, and it's actually really a shame that the Lupin X doesn't have a cape.
Yeah.
I get it. You're trying to be different for difference sake because like Sixth Ranger and everything, but like. I was glad I was right about what they were going to do with the Sixth Ranger, sort of, that they were just going to make it, like...
A double agent.
I know I originally said, too, that, like, you know, I wanted it to be, like, a detective duo or something like that, but, like, I like this more. I like that he's probably going to be, like, an undercover cop, and then, like, the joke will be is, you know, Lupin X shows up on Lupin Ranger's team, and Power Ranger's like, wait, what the fuck? And then, like, why did they get one? And then, like, he shows up, and they're like, oh, we got our own! Where's our guy?
Yeah.
And he just, like, he fucks with both of them.
So, apparently his transformation device is called the X-Changer. And something I should point out, because I know Japan does this a lot, it might be Patron Cross and Lupin Cross, because, you know, they pronounce X as cross all the time.
Oh, but he crosses between the sides.
Exactly.
God damn it.
We don't know if it's Patron X, Lupin X, or Patron Cross and Lupin Cross. Which I think is better, honestly. I think cross sounds better. And then his transformation device is called either the X-Changer or Cross-Changer. And then it has the two modes for each of the forms. For his Power Ranger form, it's called X-Train Fire. And the Lupin one is called X-Train Thunder. So he has a morpher that is a pistol with trains attached.
Yeah, like, it's interesting. I like that the changer is kind of like an old-timey, like, kind of like 1800s kind of style pistol. Like, it's just like a little pea shooter. And then you just put, like, a giant fucking train on it.
Honestly, my first thought seeing this is way too lopsided. It looks like it could snap off with not much effort.
See, I would like this more if, like, when you put in one side, the other side could, like, fold up or down. And then it just wasn't jutting out the back. Because that would look cool. Because it would look more like an actual gun. So, but I like the Pato Ranger side more than the Lupin Ranger one. So it's a shame, too, because I usually prefer Silver Rangers over gold ones, but...
I like them both about the same.
Yeah.
And then we already have the scan for his Megazord as well, which is apparently called the X-Emperor, or Cross-Emperor. Yeah. And as you can see, it seems to have a silver and gold mode as well.
Yeah, and some people are kind of saying that, like, the Changer could also turn into the Megazord or something, so that's what people are speculating
on. It makes sense, since the trains are on the Changer. Oh, you know what it is? Yeah, they're right, because if you look at, like, the second form here, that's the handle of the gun. And then on the left side, that's here, the handle of the gun horizontally.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And also in this scan, we can see new auxiliary dial fighters, Scissor and Blade, and the Trigger Machines, Crane and Drill.
That'd be cool if they made other, like, Lupin or Pat or Pato Rangers. That'd be cool.
So, yeah. That's about it at the moment for that. Oh, his weapon is called the X-Rod Sword, and it has, of course, a sword mode and a rod mode.
You know what, though? This looks better than the other stupid weapons that they fucking have.
Honestly, yeah, I have to agree.
No! You know, like, I saw the... What's the Lupin Ranger's weapon called?
I can't even remember. The
Itadaki something?
Oh, yeah, the Lupin Ranger's weapon is called the Itadaki Kaito. And I can't remember what the Pouch Ranger's weapon is called.
It's like a megaphone thing.
Megaphone something?
Yeah. Like, so, like, Keizo uploaded a review of the Lupin Ranger's weapon, and literally the review was a fucking minute long, because it doesn't have any electronics, like, nothing. All it does is just... does a grabby motion. That's it. And then, like, the megaphone, at least it has sounds in it, but they're, like, obnoxious, and it makes this stupid rod-hitting sound, and it's just... dumb.
Rod hitting sound.
Yeah, like, it has a sound of, like, the rod hitting you. And it's...
I did watch the review of the Mega Bow, or whatever the fuck it's called. And, yeah, it does play, like, police-themed noises. Like, it's shouting at its targets.
That's okay. But I honestly will say these are probably some of the worst weapons I've ever seen in Sentai, period. Like, they're awful. And, like, I'm actually kind of disappointed that they couldn't make cooler weapons for themselves.
I mean, they had so much potential with the theming, too.
Like, use weapons based around what your fucking Zords are! Like, have fucking Sango use, like, a baton, and then, like, what's Nigo's?
The gun.
Yeah, Nigo uses, a bigger gun, and then fucking Patrick Ichigo uses a fucking sword or something.
Or he could have, like, cuffs, like, you know, the decorators.
Yeah!
Emily, what do you think of all this for the new Ranger?
I think it's really interesting, that, especially since we have it so early. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad they're taking the potential of the two versus teams and having the sixth Ranger be like a double agent. That's kind of a neat idea.
You could say this is Ranger X.
Oh my god, was that a Racer X reference?
Kind of.
Oh. Or was it Brand X from a Food Fight?
No, definitely not that.
Not mention that
because
movie.
Because the whole time you showed him on screen, all I could think was Brand X, Brand X, it's Simple and Plain. And I just... I'm sorry, you were drinking water.
No, that's okay.
So yeah, exciting things on the horizon. Next, speaking of the previous Sentai, Q-Ranger, which we're going to be talking about, the announcer who was on the finale was apparently an actual Japanese TV announcer, by the name of Maya Kobayashi, who is, in fact, a fan of the show.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, yeah, that's cool. Next. Speaking of Q-Ranger, we have an announcement that was, of course, put out last Saturday, and it made Gar very happy, but the next Space Squad movie has been announced, and it's Q-Ranger versus Space Squad.
Yep.
It will feature all 12 Q-Rangers, Gavan, and Scheider.
Yeah, my boy Scheider. I'm so happy.
We can see, like, the little icon for the movie, and it's got, like, the chests of Gavan and Shishi Red. It looks pretty cool. So, it's being written by Q-Rangers main writer Nobuhiro Mori, being directed by Koichi Sakamoto. It's being labeled as a new V-Cinext project, which will consist of projects released... both on Blu-ray and DVD, as well as limited theater screenings, in order to reach a wider audience. I can't words today. So yes, more Space Squad, yes.
Yeah, no, like the
put the Beetleborgs in it!
You mean B-Fighter?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't mind some, like, fucking VR Troopers or something.
Right? So the Q-Ranger versus Space Squad movie will be out August 8th with a limited theater period in June.
Whip.
Next. Speaking of the Q-Ranger Space Squad movie, rumored cameos for that movie include Doggy Krueger and Bosco.
Oh.
There were images posted that we can see the voice actor for Sho Ranpo, Hiroshi Kamiya, who was apparently hanging out with Tetsu Inaga, the voice of Doggy Krueger, as well as the actor Keisuke Minami, who plays Tsurugi, Ho Soldier, and the person who plays Bosco, Ja Tolokia, Kei Hosogai. So, because it said that only cast and staff were involved or at the event that these people were at, it's a pretty good guess to say that Krueger and Bosco will be showing up in Space Squad 2, The Spacening.
The Spacening.
Yeah. That's where they just space everybody. Yeah. Out the airlock.
Yeah, Rompo already has experience with that.
Oh, yeah, that's true, he has.
Next, we have our official images of the Rose Copter bottle set. And I like them. I
thought it was red and green, not pink and blue.
Right?
Yeah.
But we've...
No, those do look really pretty.
I am buying them.
Oh, okay.
So yes, this set costs 972 yen, February 17th release.
So, like, yeah, bottles are usually like $20 for a set, so... $10 a bottle.
Neato.
Neato burrito.
Next, we have the official images of the Turtle Watch bottles.
It's a grr.
Garçon! Alright, anyways, so yeah, we're looking at the images of Turtle and Watch. They look pretty cool.
Yeah, Turtle looks really, really nice.
Much rounder than most turtles.
Fucking just... Yeah, Gar made like a Turtles in Time joke, and I was like,
oh my god, that makes sense.
Big Apple, 3 a.m.
Sewer Surfing. These are for the same price and same release date, 972 yen, February 17th release.
All I will say is, I hope someone takes a picture of the watch bottle and straps it to their wrist. It's like, it's time to henshin or some shit.
Yeah. Just like, shop up like a full bottle holder that goes onto the wrist.
I will say I'm very, very tempted to get the turtle bottle, so I'm not sure yet, but...
I mean, I won't watch, so we could have see it.
Oh, okay, you sold me. All right. I'll have turtle, because I love turtles.
And I like watches.
You like watches. Why not? I don't wear one.
Why not? Well, I mean, I have the Neptune Pine and all that.
Your goal is to collect all the electronic ones.
Basically.
Yeah, except for TV, because TV's fucking doesn't shake and it's bullshit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the
Kuma... Then why is it
$30? I don't know, but the Kuma one does. The Kuma one shakes.
Fuck's sake.
I know.
Anyways, next. We have our images for Same Bike.
Holy shit, it's Bruce!
It does look like Bruce.
It's fucking Bruce!
Who's fucking my uncle?
Bruce from Finding Nemo. He was the shark who's like, fish are friends, not food.
I love how he's got his little fin arms in the bottom here.
I'm calling that the Bruce bottle from now on.
Sure. I mean, it's got a B on it, though that is for bike.
Bark super!
So yes, this actually comes with the 7 Best Matches spin-off DVD, which contains both parts. The first part that was seen on YouTube, and the final part that is DVD exclusive.
Oh my god, Ichi, you should get the bike bottle, and then combine bike and game, and you can make laser.
God damn it. So the Same Bike bottle and DVD set cost 2,900 yen and is set for a mid-April release.
Okay, so that'll probably be like $40 maybe? $40, yeah. 50?
I mean, I'm not exactly in a hurry to get these.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have our cast and staff for the Amazons movie.
Yeah, I read this and it's literally everybody's coming back. Like Chihiro.
Chihiro's
Nagase,
in it?
Yeah, Chihiro's in
it. Damn it!
Nagase's in it.
No!
Yeah, we got Takashi.
See, now it's complete reverse. Now I'm going to watch this and be like, oh, it's Banjo the whole fucking movie.
Shido's back.
I hope so.
Nozomi's back. Fukuda's back. Tachibana's back.
Hold on.
Mitsuzawa.
Hold on. Where is Chihiro? I don't see him. He's not listed.
Oh, I did see him listed before.
Mizuki, Nanaha, Iyu, Nagase, Kurosaki, Shido, Fudamori, Takai, Fukuda, Tachibana,
it's because he's up there, because the first list, it shows Alpha, Omega,
and Neo. Yeah, the three of them are listed.
Yeah.
Damn it!
So, you know what?
It better be flashbacks only.
I'm going to say probably flashbacks, because this movie is obviously only really about the final confrontation between Alpha and Omega.
Right.
So, because beginning and end, this is how it has to be. So.
Oh, fun fact, Nozomi's actress is named Canon. So this movie's canon.
Fuck yeah.
So,
we get Tachibana back, so maybe...
Yeah.
One of the actors is apparently known for something called Mega Monster Battle Ultra Galaxy Legend, which sounds like something someone would make up when they're asked to make up a Japanese
Oh, that's the,
thing.
That's...
The guy who played Cheeto?
That was the movie that in the Ultraman Zero movie. Remember, like, the...
Did we talk about that movie?
Yeah, the guy who summoned Gomora. Yeah.
Okay, so... This movie is being directed by veteran writer-director Hidenori Ishida, who did Kabuto Godspeed Love. Ooh.
Ooh, okay, this movie's in good hands, then.
The script is being written by EXAID's head writer, Yuya Takahashi, and the film is being supervised by the head writer of Amazon's, Yasuko Kobayashi, who
I
also...
I hope so!
Yeah, right? Who also did Shinkenger and Oz.
Good. Oh, well, then that explains probably why they got fucking Dr. Maki's actor to be
right?
Because he's like, you know what,
You did so good, I'm going to bring you along.
Bubbly!
So, Comrader Amazon's The Final Chapter is set for spring release.
Cool.
So, not too far.
Emily, the interesting thing about the Kabuto movie is that one of the final villains, like the villain of the movie, he gets like thrown out into space and then he's like descending onto the earth and he just goes, "My soul will remain with sex forever!" As he's just falling into earth.
His soul will remain
crashed.
With sex forever.
Zect. It's
the name of the company that builds the rider system.
It's just like you're falling into the space. In
my
episode.
Soul will remain with sex forever!
Bye-bye. All right.
Yay, so get ready for Enter the Amazons, the movie.
Yeah.
Coming soon. Probably in another, like, half a year or so.
Probably, whenever they sub it. Next, we have our suit actors for Lupin vs. Pato. Playing Lupin Red is Kosuke Asai, who played Zuo Eagle. Lupin Blue is being played by Yasuhiro Takeuchi, who did Garu. Lupin Yellow is being suit acted by Ayumi Shimizono, who did Chameleon Green. Patron Ichigo is Mashi Takara, who did Shishi Red.
Yep.
Patron Nigo is Masaru Obayashi, who did Tenbin Gold. Patron Sangu is suit acted by Ryoko Gumi, who did Raptor. Jim Carter, the robot, is suit acted by Mizuho Nogawa, who did Madoka. Quite a career change from annoying octopus woman to robot. And for the villains, the leader, Dogranio Yabun, is being suited by Naoko Kamino, who did Koguma Sky Blue.
Oh.
So I guess he is that short.
Oh my god.
That's awesome!
Oh, that's cool. Oh, you know why? Because that's like the joke with like Dons
and stuff
in the Mafia, is that they're always like really, really short guys, but that's why like they're so powerful.
That's amazing! I can't wait to see him actually like fight!
My goodness, if he does. I kind of hope he pulls a Genesis and just doesn't fucking leave his thing.
Maybe he'll have like a final form where he grows to normal height.
Or he uses like a mech suit or something.
The height of a normal person.
Yeah.
Here we go. That'd be neat.
Destro Majo, the big watermelon motherfucker, is suited by Yohei Fujita, who did Ho-Oh Soldier.
Yay!
And unsurprising, Gush Lumeto is suited by the same person who did Akianba, Yuichi Hachisuka. Which means I think that's a guy. I
tried to forget about her.
Yuichi, nice. That sounds like a male name. So, that's being suited by a guy. It's amazing. Alright. So, we are all excited for Lupin Ranger vs. Pachiranger, which is debuting this weekend, and by the time you listen to this, we will have already watched it. I'm excited. Next. Hey Gar, you want to come up?
We're talking about Shattered Grid. Gar's just like, alright, on it. Just sunglasses. On it.
Let's
get the spot ready.
The spotter.
Please ignore the movement of pizza boxes, everybody.
No, do not.
It's a YOLOcaster. What's going on, buddy?
Hi, Gar.
For a second, I thought you said YOLOcaster.
Got some pizza in Aria. Happy National Pizza Day, everybody.
Well, the day we're recording this is. So, why don't you tell us what's going on?
So, some new covers for Shattergrid have come out this week. And with that comes a announcement of a new ranger. We don't know who this ranger is, but she will be... Or he or she, it looks like a she from the body mold.
Yeah.
When I first saw the cape, I thought it was Lupin Red.
No, she, or the new ranger will more or less be from... The new ranger will be appearing in issue 9 of Go-Go Power Rangers, which will be its introduction into Shattergrid.
That cover looks pretty cool.
Yeah. And then the next cover is for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, issue number 27, which shows a ton of Grinders from RPM with Dr. K, Lauren, the female Samurai Ranger, with Jason.
Or Rocky.
No, it's Jason.
Okay.
Yeah, Jason's all over.
And they're outside Corinth City.
Corinth.
Yeah, Corinth City.
The domed city of Corinth.
There's Dr. K, and she's like trying to like kick a mook off. She's like,
yeah,
no.
Grinder. Yeah, they're outside the city limits.
They're fighting a bunch of gay men.
I like this image of just fucking Jason and Lauren just fighting together. That's cool.
The most unlikely of pair, but now they're forced to work as partners.
First Red Ranger, first female Red Ranger.
Cool.
Well, aside from A-Squad.
A-Squad's evil rangers, they don't count.
Jesus Christ, this weird Shinken Blue variant.
This is a Lord Draken, a sentry guard of the Blue Samurai Ranger.
What happens when Baraka becomes a Power Ranger?
More or less... Lord Draken has a army of rangers, and they're more or less militarized.
Wait, is it Draken?
Yeah, it's not Draken.
Yeah, according to Jason David Frank's teaser, his name is pronounced Draken,
and are we
not
sure,
Draken.
And are we sure he can be trusted with that?
I mean, he is Draken, so...
To be fair, it does make a bit more sense, Draken, than Draken.
Which means we can let loose the tides of Dr. Draken jokes.
Yeah, baby. Right, no way. That's John DiMaggio's other character. Also, I am
Dr. Draken.
Dr. Draken's voiced by John DiMaggio.
Yeah,
indeed he is.
I didn't actually know.
Hey, why are you a doctor?
Listen to his voice and then put Bender's face on him.
Hey, where are you the doctor of, anyways? That doesn't matter, Shigo. Yeah, and then there is Finster.
Holy crap, yeah, got a power-up.
Whoa!
Yeah, Finster's going to be a big part in Shattergrid. He's currently been a big part in the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger comics right now.
I like how there's just the Power Ranger's lightning bolt and then an arrow pointing to Finster.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got it on his chest.
Yeah.
I want to be a Power Ranger, too!
Briefly.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
The Green Zeo Ranger gets a fucking tank.
He gets a Zolda power-up.
Yeah, it's Magna Giga.
In which this is the Century Zeo Green Ranger.
He looks like he's wearing a VR helmet.
He kind of does.
Which I guess makes sense if he's piloting this thing.
Well, it looks more like glasses.
Like
sunglasses.
Zeo glasses.
Zeo glasses.
Glasses with Z's. Yeah. Glasses. Yeah, that's about it for that one.
Once again, Shattergrid will begin with Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, issue number 25. And they, Boom Studios has announced the reading guide for it. And it'll end in August, the same month of Power Rangers' 25th anniversary.
Cool. Excuse me. Next, the upcoming release of Kamen Rider Double Fujo Detectives manga will include comments from the actors who played Shotaro and Philip.
You guys already talked about the final scans for Build?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the first thing we talked about.
We did that first because we knew you wouldn't want to.
Good boy.
So yes, Ren Kiriyama and Masaki Suda, who played Shotaro and Philip, will be leaving comments in the volumes of the manga coming forth.
What the fuck is this shit?
Apparently, oh yeah, they have a comment. So Kiriyama's comment reads, "This is the world of Futo where we lived. The artwork is excellent and the script is a masterpiece that makes you feel as if you were living in the world. I can't take my eyes off the adult depiction of the story beyond the TV version and the drama with the new character." So what he's saying is he likes the boobs.
He's like, if I could go back and do Double again, Have more boobs.
Yeah, more boobs. Double more boobs.
Rather, double D's.
Yeah. I'd rather have more
double boobs. Double W's.
Shotaro, what do I see?
While drinking a double double.
Two D's
double.
And a W.
Suda's comment has yet to be revealed, but we also have here a preview sketch of the covers for the manga's compiled volumes.
What the fuck? Why the fuck is my hair green?
I honestly, I just laugh at this sketch because it looks like something a child drew.
I actually kind of wish Philip's hair would have been green in the show.
It's just a compositional sketch.
I know, but it's like, I drew this! Yeah, love me.
I didn't approve my likeness for this manga.
The hat that's
Please
on
leave
in the,
me alone.
The hat that he's got on in the sketch looks more like Sayanji's hat.
Send help.
Send nudes.
You're trapped in this composition image.
Why is it a manga about the Onceler and Striped Shirt Boy?
So, the first two volumes of the manga...
Well, how bad can it possibly be?
Will be released March 30th.
Ah, jeez, no.
Next.
Boobies the manga.
Shifting from boobs to man boobs, Tetsuya Iwanaga, who played our good old meme lord Captain Dan, is releasing a photo book.
Oh my god, he's going so full ham on the... Oh, danger! Danger to set me.
He's gonna shout it from a mountaintop!
Watashi wa Fumetsuda!
Yeah. It's titled Messenger, and it will feature 26 photographs, each representing a letter of the alphabet.
Learn the alphabet with Dan.
A to Z for zombie.
The album will include song lyrics, poems, and illustrations by Iwanaga.
Oh my god.
And he commented on this, saying, "For example, if I could leave something for the future, I would choose this photo album. The best works that I've done so far have been completed. The message I want to give in my own words is put in the alphabet from A to Z. I hope that I can reach many people by showing a maximum of 26 Tetsuya Iwanaga."
Give him 2 more years. He's going to regret everything about Kamen Rider.
No.
Well, I mean, he's naked in Genmu vs. Laser. There was a talk session where he talked about how it was filming that. They almost got spotted by people while he was naked.
I'm sorry, but quickly unrelated.
He had like a stage, according to what I saw in the talk video, he had a production assistant holding something over his junk as he was climbing a fence to hide from someone.
Oh my god.
So, sorry, this is
Gar has left.
Just completely unrelated for just a second. But this is for, apparently this is the next Splatfest, so it is money versus love.
And
money can't buy you love.
And the best part is the upcoming weapon in Splatoon 2 is called the GooTuber.
It is.
It is a thing. It's a charger, which is very disappointing.
And you too can spray the goo all over your friends from your tube.
Because I can do it too with Can Do.
I remember those.
So Emily, since you're a Splatoon player, what would you choose, money or love?
Love, undoubtedly.
Cool.
It's hard for me.
You asked the Pretty Cure fan.
Yeah, that's true. So I'd probably say love too, just because love is nice and it's pink. I love it. I love love.
Because it's pink.
Rabu, Rabu.
L-O-V-E, love, love. Get you.
So, the Messenger photo book will be releasing on March 14th, and there will be a release event in Shinjuku on March 18th.
Well, being as I'm a huge Dan fan, I think I got to get this. I'm just kidding. No. If it gets leaked online or something, I'll look at it.
# Wayne for Japan.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for that money people to send me to Japan to meet...
To meet Dan.
Shout out to Dan.
Why? Wasn't that event like a few months ago?
Shh. They don't need to know that.
Shh. It's an ongoing forever...
Our GoFundMe is now open.
Yeah. I should make one. Just be like, send me to Japan so I can meet...
We have a Patreon for this!
Yeah, set... #hashtag money for Lane to send me to Japan. So you meet Dan. Japan for Dan.
Just add it as a perk on the Patreon.
#Japan for Dan.
For $1,000 a month.
For $1,000, you can come with me to meet Dan.
You can send Lane to Japan. Yes, Space Car, I know the money's for the game, and that is exclusively what it has been used for.
No, it's not. It's
Dan will program your game, says
Dan will program the game.
Yeah, that's why I'm going. That's why I need to go to Japan so I can get him to the game master to make our game.
Just a Cast Ranger cash it.
Oh, that would be awesome, though.
All right, next. I put this story in here just for you.
I have never heard of this, and it's adorable as heck.
Takara Tomy produces new magical girl show, Maho X Senshi, Maji Majo Pures.
That sounds like it's made up.
Right?
I thought it was Precure for a second.
So this is the second production in Takara Tomy's Maho X Senshi series of shows.
I've never even heard the first one.
Well,
wait a minute, Takashi Miike is directing this?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Who did Ichi the Killer and JoJo Diamond is Unbreakable Chapter
1. Ichi the Killer is a very fucked up movie.
And now he's directing Magical Girls!
No.
This was probably awesome!
Dude, it's a bloody ass movie.
That's why I'm not watching it, but that's also why this is probably awesome.
Don't watch it just because you're like, oh, it's got my name in it.
So, Takashi Miike is currently directing this new Magical Girls series. Although not directly connected to his previous and currently airing work, Idol X Senshi Miracle Tunes.
I don't know what that is. I'm going to look that up.
You just got a whole bunch of new shit to watch. Right. Maji Majo Pure is the second Magical Girl series to be produced under Takara Tomy.
If anyone actually subs it.
There's Podcast Gar.
On her first day of middle school, Momoka, played by Yuki Miyoshi, is approached...
What the fuck is that?
Right? I'll get to it. I'll get to it. Whatever that is, we're looking at a weird image.
This looks painfully cute.
Momoka is approached by a mysterious cat-like creature named Mokonyan, voiced by Sakura Ando, who encourages her to join the magical girl team known as Maji Majo Pierce. She joins fellow team members Rin, played by Momoka Sumitani, and Mitsuki, played by Misaki Tsuruya, under the guidance of a jewel shop owner by the name of Tiara, played by former AKB member Marika Shinoda, to stop the evil Jamakai from stealing innocent people's dreams. The leader of the Jamakai is the evil Jama Danshuku, played by Kenichi Endo, who was in Cocker Ranger as Young Noble Jr., as well as Decker Ranger, the movie Full Blast Action, as Algolgian Volka. Jama Danshuku leads his henchman Mudako, played by Akosuya Miki, Muritaro, played by Louis Kurihara, and Dame Nojo, played by Osamu Fujiki, who steal dreams using the power of the Akirame Stones. I don't know who this character is that we're seeing. Oh, this is the boss of the villains!
Why does he have a Sorcerer Mickey hat?
That's Jama Danshuku, apparently.
Okay.
He has, oh my god, if you're not watching the video, you're missing out, because this is a man in a fucking wife-beater tank top.
Or a tutu, it kind of looks like a tutu.
Feathery, evil-looking eye makeup. And a birthday hat.
They're
in black.
Eyelashes.
It's the Grandmaster and the Collector's unknown brother.
Right?
Eyelashes.
So, Maho X Senshi Maji Majo Pures will be airing on TV Tokyo this spring, and there will be a special live event held to promote it on March 25th.
And
are the three henchmen.
And no one will sub it.
What's that? Aircaster wants to give his opinion on this?
Or, okay, can we just open the door then?
Yeah. So hot.
Yes, I know, Aircaster. Of course it sucks. I mean, you say that about everything.
Sorry, it's a bit warm in here.
Yeah, open the door. Turn the knob.
Just turn the knob and pull.
Okay. Thank you.
What are you doing?
She was trying to open it with her
touching the hand. So yeah, that's a thing. Next. Apparently, a game coming out called Bike Rider DX, which will be on Nintendo Switch, will include Kamen Rider Build in it.
That's cool.
So, Bike Rider was originally a mobile game, and the DX version coming out on Switch will include 295 different courses. The goal is to complete every course, which range from something around the world or in outer space. The game will feature 40 different kinds of bike runners, which will... different kinds of bike runners to collect, which will range from food, drinks, and wigs. Using these items will make it easier to complete courses. Apparently, Kamen Rider Build will have its own world and 10 individual stages. Your bike runner transforms into Build's forms, such as Rabbit Tank, Gorillamon, and Hawk Gatling. So, yeah. Kamen Rider Build is going to be on the Switch.
Oh.
Maybe I'll buy that game and we'll play it on a video.
Okay. Interesting.
Is there info on when this... Oh, it is now available on the eShop, so we can buy it right now. And it's 5.98 yen. That's $10.
What kind of game is
$7.
That exactly?
It looks like it's one of those side-scrolling games, kind of like Happy Wheels.
I don't think it's worth it.
I don't care.
For $6?
I mean, if you want to.
I'll take a look and we'll see.
Alright.
And our last news story, Power Rangers 2019 will be starting its casting next month.
Oh, wow. Who cares?
Whoop-de-do, Basil.
Whoop-de-do. Just please cancel Power Rangers.
Or at least give it a few years to, like, get your shit together. Yeah.
So it's safe to say that this is going to be an adaptation of Q-Ranger.
Yeah.
According to the agent that announced this, announced the auditions, is that they are debating either Q-Ranger, who will have 12 Rangers, or Zoolander.
Hmm. Oh, Zoolander is still a choice?
Saban has not trademarked the Power Ranger series yet. For season 26.
Interesting.
Which I just have a feeling.
What if they smush them together?
It's probably.
Oh, please don't.
No.
We don't need fucking like 18 Rangers in the show.
No, just last time they did that, it was Megaforce.
Yeah, I know.
And Megaforce was mostly just fight sequence after fight sequence.
Q-Oger. Zoo-Q-Ger.
Ichi just don't know.
I'm tired.
It's probably going to be Q-Ranger.
It's probably going to be none of them because the ratings are going down.
Go Busters!
I was about to say, fuck it, Go Busters.
No, fuck it, Tokuger.
Wait.
Give me my Tokuger adaptation.
It's not even an actual audition. It's more or less, hey, let's look at your profile. Are you hot enough?
Apparently, okay. What's going on is the announcement has been made by longtime Power Rangers casting director Iris Hampton, who has been a major part of the franchise's casting process since Power Rangers in Space.
Well, she's been doing a pretty horrible job in the last 4 years.
No offense to her, but just like, come on.
Looks like Iris needs to clean her eyes out.
Because
Ninja Steel is just. Oh my. Its acting is horrible.
It ninja stole your time.
It did.
But you still watched it.
For YouTube's sake.
For the views.
But you still watched it.
Wow, you're being savage
today. You
watched
all of it. No, I'm just saying you. Sorry, I wasn't trying to be. I just. You watched it.
It's orange.
I wasn't even thinking that.
All right.
Why can't Batman of America just do what they were going to do?
I thought you said Batman of America for a second.
No, why can't Bandai of America just do what they were going to do with Power Rangers? Just keep the toy line going and fuck the show?
Maybe Thespian. Maybe we'd watch if you were on.
Thespian in our chat is like, if I got the part, would you guys watch? I mean, out of Thespian, a weird curiosity, sure.
Well, Thespian, here's a question for you. Do you have an agent? Do you have enough money to spend on a hotel for 8 months straight?
I was like, do you live near there or can you get there and stay there for X amount of months?
Yeah. Do you have money to pay your agent while being there?
And you'll have to go back every time there's an anniversary thing.
No, because Saban's too cheap for that.
Yeah, they don't want to afford to have all this.
Just next time we do a Megaforce series.
Then people can be like, wow, this is worse than Megaforce.
Power Rangers is dying.
What was
wrong
with Dino Charge, though?
Dino Charge was... I personally love Dino Charge.
I watched some of Dino Charge, and it was good while I watched it, but based on what I've heard about the later episodes, I'm glad I stopped.
Yeah, it's just... The finale was kind of weak. Like, really weak.
Yeah.
Now we confirmed it's in another dimension.
Yes, and then Ninja Steel happened, where it's like, no, the show should be going up, not back down.
Okay. No more high school.
High school doesn't work for Power Rangers anymore.
Yeah, in the 90s, doesn't now.
Back to school again.
You know, for a show called Ninja Steel, they don't really play up the whole ninja
part.
Fuck,
even in Ninja Storm, they were like from like a ninja academy. And
like, that was from the Sentai, but at least they still kept the ninja theme.
Is there
anyways,
a steel in it, though?
Anyways... That's Extra Extra Cast Ranger. Thank you all for listening. We'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Thank you for listening.
Go watch Throwing Two Stars and we talk shit about Ninja Steel.
Yeah, Throwing Two Stars has actually got a budget now.
Go make their suffering worthwhile.
Man, we have clips.
Yeah, we got skits now in that shit.
Also, we have a very special thumbnail, which you will see if you actually watch the YouTube video, so go look at that.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.